All right. Hello, Kat. How's it going?
Hi, I'm great. How you doing?
I'm doing great. There's all natural lighting here today. Like this, it's fantastic. I'm really excited about it. We're getting into spring. We're almost there.
Almost.
I'm so excited. We're going to talk tonight. Let's get the formalities out of the way here. My guest this evening is comedian, writer, and performer Kat Aldrich. She's been making audiences laugh since 2012 through improv, sketch comedy, and stand-up. Her latest project is Tumor Baby, which is what we're talking about tonight. A hilarious and deeply personal one-woman show that dives into relationships, family drama, and the unforgettable day she found out a 10-pound tumor wasn't just gas.
Nope.
We're gonna find out all about that. You can catch Tumor Baby, this Saturday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bethlehem Visitor Center at Steel Stacks, presented by Lehigh Valley Health Network. For tickets and more info, head to steelstacks.org. Kat, welcome.
Hi.
To the show. How are we doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, this is exciting. Oh, your first one-woman show.
Yeah.
It must be. How nervous are you on a scale of, like, are you still nervous? You've been doing this for 10 years. Do you still get nervous?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
But a good nervous, an excited nervous. God, I really want them to love this kind of nervous, you know?
Right.
I want it to be great.
Right. And I want to talk about how you got started in this in general. I mean, 2012, so a little bit over a decade, you started with comedy. Tell me what was your journey? Where were you sitting? What were you doing? How did you get involved in all of this to begin with?
Well, it started off in a dark, dark bedroom at 7 p.m. guys,
I believe it.
2012, Arts Quest is like built. Okay.
Sure. Yep.
And I'd been living in the Valley for a couple of years at that point, all alone. Mm. And I mean, I had my husband, I had my kid, but I didn't have any friends here. I'm a transplant from Northern Virginia. So I'm a creative person. And once I find my group of people who are also creative like me, that's my tribe. And I found my tribe at Arts Quest through improv.
Sure. Because for people who are not aware, they run comedy and improv classes on a routine basis.
Yeah.
There's always fun things going on. You guys are always coming up with the best improv group names. I guess
I
kind
was
of speak
house team.
What was the name of your group?
Oh God. I don't. Oh my God. Lemon juice. Lemon juice.
Yeah.
Lemon juice.
I love it.
Lemon juice. Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So, you know, you are involved in Pigeon City, which they do sketch comedy. You've done improvised stand up. Talk about, you know, from, I guess, starting finding your tribe to really finding your voice.
Aww.
How does that work?
Oh, wow. It's not easy. I really got the ground running with improv. I mean, that's pretty much throw you in the fire, trust your partner, yes and.
Right.
And so I did a couple years of that, taking classes, performing. They have such great teachers at Arts Quest. And so I got a lot from that. And I've always been a writer though. But I was mostly doing it for me. I wasn't really doing it performing or in public, but I've always kept like a journal and stuff. So that's in the background. So I've always been writing, but keeping it to myself. And so I went from improv to then like maybe occasionally being invited. Oh, I did a blog,
right.
Which never done again, where
right.
I
did you, you won some awards, I believe, or something.
I did.
Right. Yeah. I believe we might have been on the same blog award thing. I remember that.
I won the coolest blog for 2014 and 2015.
That's great. That's an achievement.
I miss it a lot. I miss it a lot.
Yeah.
It had a great run. I loved interviewing my friends because I've always said this. I have the most talented friends. And all I wanted to do when I got here and I found my tribe is champion them. So that was my next step, was championing my friends through the blog and being a great cheerleader for them. And then after that, I started to get invited here and there to perform. I did a couple of Sam Beadle and Tammy Cornico's shows Dear Diary. I did a couple Dear Diaries where you're reading your childhood diary and, you know.
Well, that sounds horrible.
I loved it.
Well, you know, I mean, that must be such an exercise to like, you know, not only dive back into that, but then also tell it in front of people. Yikes. No, thank you.
Well, I mean, clearly through this show, Tumor Baby, I clearly have no shame.
Right, right. Well, you're very willing to talk about things. So yeah, let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. We'll get into kind of the specifics of how you work, you know, write it. Mm-hmm. But what happened here? So, you know, you go to the ER. What's going on? You're feeling some pain. Walk me through as much without giving away the show here. I mean, you know, walk me through what's going on. What happened?
Okay. So I worked that day and I was working from home at the time and I had just finished up working, you know, and I felt kind of blah, but I'm an overweight woman. So that's kind of common for me to feel blah, you know? And so, but then I started feeling this pressure, not quite a pain, but this pressure there.
Okay.
And I'm like, honey, something's not right. And he goes, well, did you take some, you know, medications? And I did. I took some gas medications. And 3 hours later, it just still wasn't working. And so my husband was like, let's just go to the ER and rule out anything else. You know, let's just, you know, let's do it. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh my God, this is so ridiculous. I'm going to look like an idiot.
Right.
And then, you know, a couple hours on a gurney in the ER later, my doctor came in and said, looking at a 8 to 10 pound mass here coming from your left ovary. And I'm
your heart just has to go. I mean,
and the ride sticks off from there.
Right. Man, I don't want to give anything. People have to go. You have to go to the show to find out more. But to then, I mean, clearly you're okay. Thank you. Like that's fantastic. Good. You're here with us now. You're able to tell the story. So at least we, you know, we know that part of it. So we're very thankful for that.
Thank you.
But how do you take something that's so personal and probably, you know, like you said, you're like, oh man, I don't even want to go there and trouble these people. How do you take something so personal and then go, this would be hilarious?
It didn't happen right away, obviously. But while I was, here's how it happened. So I'm recuperating at home for 12 weeks after my surgery. Okay. Which was successful. Not giving anything away there either, obviously.
Right. Okay.
But, I started thinking to my, I was a big fan of Tig Notaro and Tig Notaro had an amazing special called Live. Back in 2013, I want to say, where she talked, she just went on mic at Largo in California and just started talking about, hello, I have cancer. And I'm like, I've just always thought that was one of the most brilliant pieces of stand-up I've ever seen.
Okay.
And her career really exploded after that moment. Now, I wasn't really looking for the moment for me, but I wanted the cathartic release of, man, this is an incredible story. And if I just work with it and tell it, let's see what else comes out of it. And so not only did I started writing down stories from my cancer journey, like, you know, things the doctors and, you know, little things that happened along the way as I went through this journey, but I started having memories from childhood that, you know, led me up to this point. I started remembering poignant memories of,
we got the diary out, of course. You're able to,
hilarious things, funny things. Right. And I thought, okay, let's add that. So I started adding things to the mix. And 2 years later, we have a Tumor Baby show.
And how do you like, when you're sitting down to write something like that, is it, you know, you're writing it in a doc and you're going back to it. Is that kind of the creative process? Or do you have it in a notebook? Yeah. Tell me what
yours
is.
I'm old school. Okay. I'm old school. I write things it ends up in Google Docs, obviously.
At the end, sure.
But no, I always start pen to paper.
Okay.
I start thinking about instances and I start cutting bits from instances out. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I remember he said this and I replied that. So I take the funniest part of the moment down and I get that down first and I capture that. And then I start thinking, well, how do we make fun of this? How do we make this funny? So that's how I work. Pen to paper, taking the significant moment and then adding to the significant moment.
It's going to feel like a commercial for all the Arts Quest comedy stuff. But do you feel like you're channeling like your years of knowledge into this a little bit? And
sort of,
of the skills? Yeah.
I also want to say this would not be happening without Aaliyah Brown. She is a local comedian.
Yes, of course. I know Aaliyah.
She's been
mentoring
me. Through all of this, I took her stand-up class 2 years ago via Arts Quest, and she says in the class, what do you guys want from this? And because at the end of the stand-up class 101, you do 5 minutes for your friends and your family and do a show, right? And so I knew I was getting that out of it. And I said, I really want this to be the springboard for me to have a one-woman show about my cancer journey. And I'm going to come up with 5 minutes worth of material to start things off with and do my 5 minute set. And she heard me make that statement and she's like, I want to get behind this. I want to help you do this. You know, do you want my help? And I'm like, hell yes.
Right. Yes. I mean, you know.
And so she's been helping me for like the past 2 years get this to where it is today. She did so much for me. She was my champion.
Lehigh Valley Health Network is now proudly part of Jefferson Health, and together we're bringing you more hospitals and outpatient locations for added convenience, more nationally ranked specialists for expert care, more clinical trials, and more innovation to improve outcomes. We're investing in your well-being and building healthier communities because more expertise and convenient care means better outcomes and a healthier you. Jefferson Health and Lehigh Valley Health Network, together for the future of care.
A big thank you to our sponsors, Michael Bernadin with RE/MAX Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub, Benko Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, WDIY 88.1 FM, and of course our friends at Lehigh Valley Health Network. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring these episodes to you. That's great that you're able to, you know, not only, you know, take the classes, you know, clearly kind of, you know, I guess the sense is you take classes and then go off into the world, but it's nice that you also have the space to kind of foster that and then perform as well. Again, without giving away too much of the show, what can people sort of expect? Is it kind of like a Tig Notaro type show? Like, is it you?
It's not stand-up. I want to get that out of the way.
Sure, yeah.
It's not stand-up. I see myself more as a storyteller.
Okay.
So it's a one-woman show of stories. So more like a Mike Birbiglia.
Okay, absolutely. Yep.
You know, only, you know, I'm a girl.
only cat. I'm sold. It's great.
I see myself more as a storyteller. So this is like me on a stage with my little props, telling my stories from my life. And we culminate with the cancer story. So there's a lot more to it than just the cancer story. Like a piece de resistance.
Before you moved from Virginia, did you think that you would ever be doing something like this?
No.
Like,
I mean, dreamed, yeah. But everybody has dreams, you know.
Right.
I want to be an actress. I want to be a singer. But for real, no.
Because it's neat. This is a legit Saturday, you know, evening show at a real venue. You know, it's really exciting for you. I'm proud for you. This is great.
Thank you. I'm proud for you too.
I kind of want to talk a little bit, or at least one more thing, again, to kind of wrap up and come back to the comedy community of it all, which it feels like this is, not, I don't want to say like a graduation of sorts, but it just feels like a culmination, right? You're using a lot of this stuff, and if other people are looking at, why would I take comedy classes, or why would I want to invest in myself in this way? You know, this is one of the things that you can point to. Have there been any moments in the last 10 years that you can point at, besides this one, of course, and go, yeah, this is why I'm doing this, or this is why I'm enjoying this, you know?
Absolutely. This writing stuff and me, I mean, it started kind of with me sharing my diaries through Dear Diary. Okay. Mm-hmm. So first there was that. That was something I wrote that I shared with an audience. And I got such great feedback from that. I got such laughter from that, and it just electrified me. So then I went to sketch writing, and I wrote a sketch for Pigeon City a few years ago called Bridesmaid's Duties. And that got a huge response. And everybody loved that sketch. And then I did another sketch for them last year in one of their best of shows. And that was Sex in Senior Living, where imagine the Sex in the City girls are now the Golden Girls and they're still having sex. That, and I had that done in drag.
Okay.
And that got
like adding layers.
Huge response. Huge.
Yeah.
And that moment in particular was such a great moment because, you know, not only did I write it, but I costumed it. I put it together. You know, have the cast get together and rehearse. You know, it was really kind of like my baby initiation to,
Yeah, and you can't fake a genuine audience response, right? Right before we started recording, you're like, I didn't factor in laugh time, right? Because who knows, right? Of course, you're gonna get tons of laughs, but it's just that genuine response. It's almost like, you know, you're going back for your fix, which is which is great. It's fantastic that we have the venue and the resources to do it. So, okay. Tell people again, you know, why should this be, I guess for the first time, why should they come to this show and encourage them to come out?
Oh my gosh. You really want to come out because, you know, this is, I mean, if you're a woman out there looking to get into comedy, come out, you know, see what happens, you know, see how it's, you know, like you were saying, I took a class 2 years ago and now 2 years later, here I am doing my own show. If you work hard, you put in the work, you can do it. The people at ArtsQuest are so supportive, and I think it's hilarious. I worked real hard on this. I've been talking about doing a one-woman show since 2014, but it wasn't until these last 2-3 years I really kicked myself in the ass, and Aaliyah helped kick it for me to like get it going. So now it's here, and so champion that. Me finally accomplishing, me finishing something.
It's great.
I'm proud of it. I'm really proud of it.
It truly is. It's fantastic. It's fun. It's fun to see, you know, the culmination of these things, or to see you kind of go through it and say, hey, I've learned from this. Not only have I learned from it, but I have something to add, and I have a story to tell. So we're looking forward to Tumor Baby by Kathleen Aldrich. It is Saturday, April 12th at SteelStacks. Go to steelstacks.org. I dropped the actual link in the comments, but if you search Tumor Baby, it's going to pop up.
Yep.
I want to thank our sponsors very quickly. Michael Bernadin with Remax Real Estate, Molly's Irish Grill and Sports Pub. Of course, Lehigh Valley Health Network, Banco Beverage Company, Wind Creek Event Center, and our friends at WDIY 88.1 FM. It is their membership drive week, so be sure to check them out as well. Kat, thank you so much. And best of luck. Everybody, go to Tumor Baby, April 12th.
Thank you so much.
See you later.
Bye.